You're listening to Morning Edition on WMUK. I'm Gordon Evans. Democrats are waiting for someone to announce that they are running for governor of Michigan next year. It looks like many of them are specifically waiting for former Congressman Mark Schauer of Battle Creek to get in the race. Yesterday, State Board of Education President John Austin, who had considered a campaign for governor himself, said that he is backing Schauer for the Democratic nomination. We're joined by Gongwer News Service editor Zach Gorchow. Good morning, Zach.
Good morning.
That statement from John Austin was actually distributed by Ken Brock. Now, he's worked with Mark Schauer in the past. If we're connecting the dots here, isn't it kind of hard not to see those two things as connected, that there's some sort of a connection between John Austin and Mark Schauer going on here?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's definitely been a coordinated effort by Democrats and the Schauer camp to, you know, put together some, you know, some news this week with the Austin announcement, with the circulation of a poll done by the Democratic Governors Association, where there were certain questions that were asked that put showed some favorable results for Schauer in some instances that they were talking up. So yeah, there's no question that wheels are in motion right now.
Is the only thing left to do at this point formally announce Mark Schauer's running for governor?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's right. From what we understand, you know, there's still some things that Mark needs and wants to do before that happens. I mean, I think, you know, you got to make the rounds a bit. He's still, while, you know, a very well-known figure within the party apparatus and other Democratic elected officials, he's still a bit of a new face for some segments of the party, especially in the Metro Detroit area where most of the Democratic Party's voters are. So while they may have heard of Mark Schauer, they may know who he is, I think there's still, you know, a sense that, you know, he has to just kind of, you know, make the rounds and, you know, make sure everybody is comfortable and ready to roll.
If he does decide to get in, and I suppose right now we're probably saying it's more a question of when than if, but assuming at some point Mark Schauer does formally announce he's running for governor, how clear is the Democratic field going to be for him?
It looks right now like it'll be a clear field. You know, most likely, former Congressman Bart Stupak will step aside. He's also been considering running, but if Mark Schauer runs, it's almost certain he'll step aside. And the only other name that's out there is a state representative from the Detroit suburbs named Vicki Barnett. And it sounds like she's going to take her own time to think about what she wants to do. There's no, you know, animus or anything like that between her and Mark Schauer. In fact, yesterday she had told me, you know, they're good friends in regular communication. It doesn't sound like she's in any kind of a rush to get out of the race, and she's not in the race yet. She's just looking at it. But that's really the only other name that's out there. And my, you know, strong feeling is, you know, when Mark Schauer does announce that no other Democrats will.
Now, going back to April, this is a month ago, on the Gongwer blog, you wrote that the Democratic field was unusually quiet. And you were comparing this now to past years when, by this point in the calendar, candidates had formally announced or at least formed committees that were beginning to raise money, and that has not happened. Do you sense some anxiety among Democrats that this process has not moved along a little quicker at this point?
Well, about, you know, a month ago, there definitely was, you know, some anxiety. You know, who's going to be our candidate here? Look at, you know, we've got some favorable poll numbers that show Governor Snyder can be beaten, but we don't have anybody. Since then, there's been this major turnaround in the expectations on Schauer, whereas before there was kind of in the, you know, late winter, early spring, there was this feeling that he's looking at it, but he's probably not going to do it. But sometime, you know, in late March, early April-ish, suddenly he began looking at it a lot more seriously, and the expectations totally turned around. So I think there's a feeling, hey, we'll be okay with Mark Schauer running. You know, he'll be a, you know, great person to lead the top of the ticket. So I think that anxiety has abated. That said, you know, it's unusual, like, as we were talking about, that you don't at least have somebody raising money yet. Now, Mark Schauer can raise money, and with a clear primary field, which is something the Democrats, you know, really have not had unless it's been their incumbent governor running, that's going to be a unique opportunity for them that we really have not seen in modern times. where they've got somebody with a clear shot and a chance to just basically focus on building a campaign infrastructure and raising money to get ready to run.
Well, as you said, Mark Schauer is not necessarily very well known statewide. Probably a little better known in this part of Michigan. In about 30 seconds or so, Zach, can you tell us why Democrats look at him and do think that he would be a strong candidate for governor?
Well, I think it's one, a track record of being able to win difficult campaigns. Yes, he did lose in 2010, but it was, a historic Republican wave. It doesn't negate, what had been, 15 years of him winning tough campaigns before that. Ability to raise money. He presents a very, a good profile in terms of his understanding of state government, resume and expertise. And he's got, probably a good personality to match up against Governor Snyder as well in terms of his temperament. He's not going to be someone who's overwrought, kind of like, the Democrats candidate 4 years ago. So I think those are all the things that they like at this point.
Zach, thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Zach Gorchow is the editor of the Gongwer News Service. You're listening to Morning Edition on WMUK.